Hello, welcome to Red Velvet Revelry. I'm Marie-Louise and I'm a storyteller who is passionate about creating a space for women to tell their life-affirming, joyful stories about sex and increasingly about the menopause. This time we have a special guest by the name of Heidi, who's going to tell us more about the Red Velvet Revelry live show. And we've got a little poem from the show too. So stay with us and enjoy a bit of Red Velvet Revelry.
Today, we've got a very special guest on our podcast by the name of Heidi. Heidi is a good friend of mine and a menopal. And today, she's here as the other half of the Revel Sisters and co-creator of the Red Velvet Revelry live show. Welcome, Heidi.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me. This feels very special, very, very posh and grown up. How wonderful.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Now, first of all, Heidi, can you tell us something about the Red Velvet Revelry show? Because our listeners haven't heard very much about it yet.
Well, the Red Velvet Show is just a celebration, really, a celebration of all things that are woman. I think in its entirety, all sorts of things about how we are as women, our foibles, our sexual health, our bodies, our stories that maybe have remained hidden for many years, who knows? We're all about sharing, really. I think that's basically it. Red Velvet Revelry is all about sharing. And I think the show basically just celebrates that. We're all about the woman, as Hilda Ogden once said. When Stanley said, "What's that? Taste? And what is that, Hilda?" after he'd kissed her. And she said, "Woman, Stanley, woman." That's what we're all about. We're all about women. We're all about us sisters.
Now, our listeners don't know much about this probably, but we both know that we've got a show coming up on the 30th of April at the world's first and, as far as we know, only menopause festival. It's called Flush Fest 21. Mm-hmm. It's organised by the Menopause Cafe in Perth, and we've put a bit of a special show together, haven't we, Heidi?
Well, we have, yes, definitely. Very special show. And do you know what? I always think, Marie-Louise, we are astronauts of sensuality, wouldn't you say? Members of the clitorati, would you say? The clitorati. I think that is definitely a new word that we need to enter into the dictionary. We're celebrating and we're talking about women and we're talking about women's stories and we're talking about research that we found out, more information on women's bodies, erotic stories, lots and lots and lots, lots into the melting pot, new ideas we've come up with. It's fantastic.
And would you say that there's anything different about this show than the other shows that we've done?
Well, I think we've maybe talked a little bit more about the menopause in this show.
Yeah, we have.
We're doing, you know, poems more about the menopause. We've got, you know, kind of like a funny poem about the menopause. It's not always funny, let's face it. but I did quite a bit of... I'm trying to make it funny, Marie-Louise. What can I say?
Yes, we're trying to cheer up the menopause, aren't we?
You've got to laugh. What can you do? So, yeah, I did quite a bit of research into the menopause and really only kind of like from my own symptoms, because I think you'll go bananas if you think you're the only person that is suffering these symptoms. And if you don't kind of share these ideas and talk about it, and if we don't talk as women about how we're feeling, then we do think we're the only person in the world that's going through these same sort of things. I mean, I had mad head flushes and mad headaches for quite a long time. And I thought, what is going on? And when I looked into it, part of the symptoms of the menopause are electric storms in your head. And, you know, the book that I read by Dr. Miriam Stoppard, which is a fantastic book, but actually is like, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt, I think, because it's like she can attribute absolutely anything and everything to the menopause. So everything that you're having, the creaky joints, the old kind of like the brain fog and everything, if you think that it's just you, it really isn't. Yeah. It probably is due to the menopause. And I think we've got to look at that in much more detail and really have a think about it. Because, you know, a lot of the time, that time of a woman's life, you get blamed for an awful lot of things.
Yeah.
You can feel as if it's something else. When really all it is a drop in hormones, and that's all it is. And I think that can make us feel a hell of a lot better.
I know. I think for me, I'm so used to trying to find some reason why I'm feeling so rubbish that I think there must be some terrible crisis. And sometimes there is actually not a terrible crisis going on. It's just my hormones. And if you don't know that, as you say, if you think you're on your own with this, or I mean, I think a lot of us feel like we're doing something wrong, we're eating the wrong thing, we're not getting enough exercise, we're just personally failing. So anything which helps women get together and just go, oh yeah, it's not just me, and maybe I could get some help with that, is good.
And that's the great thing about Flush Fest as well, actually. It's having a range of workshops and speakers and ideas, and again sharing stories and getting it out in the open. Yeah. In a place where you're kind of like, oh, I can talk about this here. I can have a bit of a laugh about it. Oh, you've had this as well. You know, you've got to keep the electric fan on at work and drive everybody crazy with it. That's right, you know. And the kind of the idea of the duvet going up and down and over and round at night. I'm freezing. I'm boiling. That has happened to me as well. Exactly. So.
I think
it's all about talking and sharing, isn't it?
And I think one of the things about the model that the Menopause Cafe has is that it creates a space for women to talk about their experiences, but not present like one solution or one way of dealing with it, because different people need different things. And that's really helpful. Yeah. And I mean, part of my bit of the show, I'm very kind of keen to talk about what being a sexual woman means during and after the menopause, which is another thing which is definitely not easy to talk about. So we're used to talking about things that are just that bit more taboo, aren't we, Heidi?
Oh, well, you could say that, couldn't you? Now, we don't want to scare anybody off, Mary-Louise, but we do have a tendency to say the word clitoris quite a lot.
Yes.
We do like, and do you know, I actually think it's a beautiful word. And, you know, we're very lucky in that actually the words for a woman's sexual areas are very beautiful, you know, like vulva and labia. I mean, you can imagine some children being called that in certain parts of London, perhaps, you know. Labia, come here, darling. It's time for your hummus and courtois, you know. So well, listen, me being very classist, I'm terribly sorry.
Heidi, tell me. I mean, from what you're saying, I can imagine that it's not everybody that would be, you know, in this line of work. Can you tell our listeners? I think they might be interested to know, how did you end up doing this?
Well, I seem to remember I was hijacked by a certain person and lured into their home for the premise of having my tea. Come away in for your tea. So there I was, tucking into my very nice smoked salmon. When here did she not come and say, I've had an idea? And in my head, I was thinking, dum, dum, dum. And lo, did she not have an idea? So, yes, I was lured into this kind of strange field by talk of ladies' bits and bobs and sexual health and comings and goings and saucy tales by your very good self, actually. But no, prior to this, I was many moons ago in a fabulous duo, shall we say, a comedy duo called The Palm of Violence. Mm-hmm. Did you see the take on the word there? Do you see? Very subtle take on the word of a childhood sweetie, Palm of Violence. Yeah, so we did a stint with my very good friend Susan Duffy. We did a stint back in the sharp intake of breath, late 80s and early 90s. We did lots of gigging on the Scottish comedy tour scene. And various bits and bobs, and had a great time until we realised that actually we didn't like going out at night. We'd far rather be watching EastEnders with our baffies on. We just got a bit fed up, I think, of It was a very male-dominated comedy scene back then. So, you know, it was a wee bit of a struggle, but you know, it was good fun. It was very good fun, and we both diversified since then. And lo, here I am back into the world of comedy.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here, because there's definitely something about two people working together that's different to doing it on your own, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you want to give us any other snippets of your interesting CV? I seem to remember there was something to do with pasta.
Oh, I don't remember. But do you know what? It's been a long and winding road, Marie-Louise. So, yeah, probably I have. But do you know, that kind of like baffles me. What have I been doing with pasta? Blimey, apart from eating Jubilee. I mean, I was a singing Telegram girl many moons ago. And many people, I think, looking at me now, be going, no. But yes, I was. I was a singing Telegram girl. I needed the work. What can I say? I was a struggling drama student. But yeah, I used to dress up in fishnet stockings and French knickers. And oh, I have traversed many a working man's club in the central Scotland belt, let me tell you. Yeah.
You have lived, Heidi.
Yes, I have lived, though. I have. And I do remember working with somebody actually a few years ago, and she went, I recognise you. And I was like, oh, I don't know where from. She went, that's it. You sat on my dad's knee once, didn't you? And you sung him happy birthday. I was mortified. But yeah. It's been a wild and woolly ride. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Now people would just look at you, Heidi, and say, "Singing telegrams? What's that? That can't really have been a thing."
The mind boggles.
Well, Heidi, thank you so much for coming on and telling us some of your story and you know what you're doing being in Red Velvet Revelry. It is a good laugh. And for anybody that's thinking about coming along to our show, it's online on the 30th of April. You're very welcome. You can get tickets through the Flush Fest Festival or the Menopause Cafe Festival's websites. And we're really, really hoping, Heidi, aren't we, that when things get back to more like normal, that we can be out and about, with real audiences and real women getting together, because that's the magic, really, is when you get a group of women together and you start talking about things. It's fun.
There's love in the room, Marie-Louise. What can I say? And at the moment, there's room in a virtual room, but you know what, Hen? It's just not the same.
It's not the same.
Oh. We'll soon be back.
Well, thank you very much, Heidi. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Marie-Louise. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
So here's a poem that's in the show. When I first started doing this project, I thought about calling it Tales About Sex for Ladies Who Like It. And immediately a voice in my head said, you can't go around saying you like it. So that's where this poem came from. Tales About Sex for Ladies Who Like It. To say that you like it is a bit of a gamble. To say that you like it requires a preamble. You're taking a risk if you say it too loudly. You're taking a risk if you say it too proudly. And sometimes you do, and sometimes you dinny. And sometimes you will, and sometimes you winny. And sometimes you're wanton and wicked and wild. And sometimes you want to be held like a child. Sometimes you'd rather a book from the shelf, and sometimes you can't even fathom yourself. The key to success in your intimate life, whether you're single, a lover, a wife, is freedom of choice in the act of your choosing. Giving and taking, not winning and losing. Well, that's my opinion, and yours may be other. So I welcome the chance to discuss and discover, if it's only me who'd be mildly excited to hear tales about sex for ladies who like it. Thank you for joining me today. Please do look up the Flushfest website just to see what they're up to, because there's lots of great things going on, and the work of the Menopause Cafe. It's really great stuff. And if you have a story you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our website is www.redvelvetrevelry.com. You can look us up on Facebook too. Look for Red Velvet Revelry. Thank you. Bye for now.
Red Velvet Revelry. Red Velvet Revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for Red Velvet Revelry. Stories you never knew.